Aloha, and welcome to another subject-specific class in the Parts Department. This one is about coaching and mentoring, one of my favorite subjects. None of us would be where we are without the assistance of other people. You don't just get there because you're breathing air. You have to learn things. You have to follow examples. You need to have coaches. You need to have mentors. One of the things that becomes very difficult in life is going from being a performer to being a leader. Very rarely is the superstar athlete a good coach. Rarely is the best musician a good band leader. What we're looking for is somebody who has a combination of skills primarily dealing with people. As a leader, you're like a conductor in the orchestra. You have all these different people with different skills, and you have to have them all come together to provide the customer service that is expected of you. In the world of leadership, we have to try and find the potential in each employee that's working with us. And once we've identified it, then we need to talk about it with the employee. Identifying and exposing the potential is only part of the battle. We need to be able to have people that strive to achieve their potential. You can modify your behavior, but you can't change who you are. So once we have got the potential in the air, then we have to have trust. The employee has to have absolute trust in you, the leader, because you're going to challenge traditional thinking, perhaps their traditional thinking. You're going to have to ask questions to get them to come to that place. There has to be clarity in how you communicate. We also have today many helpful things in the way of personality profiles, and we have to communicate clearly to the employee what is right, what does the job look like when it's done properly. That leads me to my basic premise of management, understanding that we're trying to do the right thing, accepting that what we're trying to do is the right thing, and allowing everybody to debate that vigorously. Only then will we have commitment to getting the job done together as a team. I hope this short overview has given you a better understanding of the coaching and mentoring class, and I look forward to talking with you about another class in the near future.